create a motto with ideas ignite. From dreams to designs, we bring them to life. For creators, for makers, all in one place. Join the futures at the surface.
Create, create, connect, and watch it grow. Your vision's waiting at Create-O-Moto.
Okay, so you know how sometimes it's like you've got a killer product, right?
Right.
A website that's so good that could make a web designer cry. But then you look at your sales and it's like crickets.
Yeah, I've been there.
Like, what gives? The visitors are there. They're just not turning into buyers.
It's tough.
It is tough. And it's like the oldest problem in the book, especially online.
You got it.
But lucky for you, listener, we're diving deep today into this whole world of sales conversion rates.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully by the end of this, we'll have extracted some serious gold nuggets for you.
I think we will.
Like, we're talking practical tips. You can use real-world examples we'll throw out there.
Absolutely.
Even some tools you could literally start using today to get those window shoppers to become loyal paying customers.
Love it.
So get ready, because this is going to be way more exciting than just your typical, you know, dry sales advice.
It really is.
Yeah. So one of the things I found so fascinating about this guide we're looking at is how it goes way deeper than the surface. It's not just like, oh, offer a free trial, you know? It's like getting into the why of what makes an offer actually irresistible to people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you ever noticed like how just a little tiny change in the wording or how something is presented can totally shift how people see the value of something?
Oh, all the time. That's psychology 101.
Totally. And it's so powerful. Like, for example, instead of just doing the classic, you know, free trial, what if you offered like a personalized report instead?
Ooh, I like that.
Right. Tailored to their specific needs based on, you know, what they've told you or what you can kind of gather from them coming to the site.
Yeah.
So it's like a sneak peek into how your product solves their unique problems.
You're hitting on something called the endowment effect.
Oh, tell me more.
So behavioral economics basically tells us that people tend to value things way more highly once they feel like they own it at least a little bit.
Interesting.
So even just a taste, a little preview can make a huge difference.
I love that. Okay, so speaking of making things feel aligned with your audience, how many times have you been like this close to buying something online?
So many times.
And then the checkout process is like trying to escape from a corn maze in the dark.
Ugh, it's the worst.
It's the worst. And it's like, are these companies trying to make us abandon our carts? Is that the goal?
Right. Sometimes I wonder.
It's unbelievable how much friction can just totally kill a sale.
For sure, a smooth user journey is like the holy grail.
Yeah, you really got to make it easy.
Easy peasy.
So that means clear navigation, super concise forms, and page load speeds that would put like a cheetah to shame.
You got it.
Every little hiccup, you know, every little delay, every confusing button that's a potential customer running for the hills.
They're gone.
Poof, gone. So it's like we're clearing the path to purchase of all those like annoying little obstacles.
Well, that's a great way to put it.
Right. Make it smooth like butter.
Exactly. And if you really want to get down to brass tacks.
Okay, Kelly.
There are tools out there like Crazy Egg.
I've heard of that.
They have these heat maps.
Okay.
So it's basically like X-ray vision for your website.
Ooh, I like that.
It shows you where people are clicking, where they're scrolling, even where they get stuck.
So you can see where the problems are.
Exactly. You identify the friction points and then you smooth them out.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's talk about something that always seems to spark a little bit of debate.
What is it?
Testimonials.
Ooh, yeah.
So everyone and their mother seems to be using them right.
Right.
But haven't they become a little bit cliche? Like, are they really still effective or are people just tuning them out completely?
That's a great question. And it's true that testimonials have been around forever, but their power really comes from the whole psychology of trust.
How so?
Well, we're social creatures, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're hardwired to look to other people for validation.
Makes sense.
So when you see real people raving about your product or service, it instantly boosts your credibility.
Interesting.
But here's the catch. It has to be authentic. Like generic cookie cutter testimonials. Also, won't cut it. People can smell fake praise a mile away.
Totally. It's like if a friend is recommending something to you, but it sounds like a robot wrote the recommendation.
Exactly.
You'd be like, wait a minute. Are you sure you actually like this thing?
You're not going to trust it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of needing a little extra nudge, sometimes potential customers just need that little push before they actually commit to buying.
Yeah.
We've all been there, right? You add something to your cart. Then life happens, you get distracted and completely forget about it.
Oh, all the time.
But here's the thing. Those abandoned carts, they don't have to be lost sales.
You're right.
So what do we do?
Well, you know, the abandoned cart, it's like the curse of online retailers everywhere.
It really is.
But don't worry. Targeted email campaigns, they can be your secret weapon.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
And I'm not talking about just a generic, hey, you forgot something in your cart message.
Right.
You got to re-engage them, remind them why they were interested in the first place. Maybe highlight the benefits of the product again, or offer a limited time discount.
Ooh, a little time pressure.
Yeah, exactly. And you can even make the checkout process even smoother. You know, take away any of those last minute hurdles.
It's like a little gentle reminder from a friend being like, hey, remember that awesome thing you wanted? It's still waiting for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Okay, now this next one, this is something I'm personally a huge fan of.
What is it?
Live support.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had that experience where you have like one nagging question about a product?
All the time.
And it's just stopping you from hitting that buy button?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Having someone there to answer that question in real time can make all the difference.
Oh, for sure. Live chat can be a total game changer. Yeah. It gives people instant reassurance, it builds trust, and it shows that you're there to help them every step of the way.
That's like having a friendly shop assistant right there on your screen.
Exactly.
Ready to answer any questions and walk you through the whole process.
Love it.
Takes all the uncertainty out of it. Okay, so this next one, this one feels almost like magic.
Okay, I'm ready.
Personalization through data.
Okay.
Have you ever been on a website and felt like it was reading your mind?
Maybe.
Like suggesting exactly what you were looking for before you even knew you wanted it.
Yeah, that's personalization in action.
It's so cool, but also kind of creepy, right? Like, how do we use data to do that, personalize the experience without freaking people out?
It's all about finding that sweet spot between being helpful and being invasive, you know?
Right.
Personalization at its best, it uses data to create a really tailored experience.
Okay.
It's about understanding what your customer likes, what they need, and then kind of anticipating what they might want next.
So it's like having a personal shopper.
Exactly.
One that respects your privacy.
Exactly. You don't want to be creepy about it.
No, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So you think of like personalized product recommendations based on their browsing history.
Yeah.
Or maybe special offers that line up with their interests. It's a beautiful thing when it's done right. Okay, and last but not least, we can't forget about testing and iterating.
So impressive.
Like, you could have the most incredible website in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not constantly testing and refining things, you're leaving money on the table.
100%. You can't just set it and forget it.
Exactly. And that's where A-B testing comes in.
Oh, yeah. A-B testing is crucial.
You got to test different headlines, different calls to action, different images, even different color schemes.
See what works.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See what resonates with your audience and what drives those key metrics, you know?
Like conversion rates.
Bounce rate, average order, value, all that good stuff.
All of it.
It's like a science experiment for your website.
I love that analogy.
So speaking of science, we've talked a lot about getting to that initial sale, but what happens after someone actually clicks buy?
Oh, that's the best part.
It's like, I used to think that was the finish line.
Right.
But now I'm realizing it's just the beginning. So how do we keep those customers coming back for more? How do we build that loyalty?
Well, engaging with your customers after they buy something is absolutely essential for turning them into loyal fans, you know?
Yeah.
Like, think about follow-up emails, exclusive content, maybe a loyalty program, readily available support.
Oh, yeah.
It's about nurturing that relationship and making them feel valued even after they've spent their money.
So it's not just about closing the sale.
No.
It's about cultivating a real lasting relationship.
That's the goal.
I love that.
Yeah.
Such a great point to wrap things up on.
I think so too.
We've covered so much ground today, from crafting those irresistible offers to the art of post-purchase engagement.
Yeah, lots of good stuff.
What stands out to you as the most powerful strategy?
You know, for me, it's got to be understanding the psychology of why customers do what they do.
Yeah.
Like, we can have all the bells and whistles on our websites, but if we don't get people, it won't matter.
It's all about understanding that human element.
It really is.
So here's a final thought for you, listener. What if instead of focusing on just conversion rates, we started thinking about it as the beginning of a really valuable long-term relationship with our customers?
I like that.
It's a total shift in perspective, but I think it can make all the difference.
I agree completely.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into boosting sales conversion rates.
It's been fun.
Until next time, happy converting.
See ya.